Governor Snyder says the state's making progress in getting more foster kids placed with families, and faith-based adoption services have played a big part in that success.
Let's continue our current practice, and let's work hard to get as many children adopted by loving families, forever families, as we can in the state of Michigan.
Faith-based agencies like Bethany Christian Services and Catholic Charities account for somewhere between a quarter and a third of all taxpayer-funded adoptions in the state. The governor says agencies that refuse to work with a couple based on a religious objection would still have to refer the family to an agency that will work with them.
Because my goal is to get the most kids with loving forever families, whether that, you know, whether it's a case of a heterosexual or an LGBT situation. I want to see the most kids adopted in loving families.
Faith-based groups cheered the new law. A statement from Bethany Christian Services says the new law will, quote, preserve for faith-based agencies the freedom to be faithful to our convictions. In a separate statement, the Michigan Catholic Conference said the law, again quoting, will ensure the state does not discriminate against social service agencies that serve the poor and vulnerable while providing foster care and adoption services to the general public. This new law was adopted as the U.S. Supreme Court is likely just weeks away from issuing its long-awaited ruling on same-sex marriage. And critics of the law say it's a preemptive effort to limit the effects if the court awards marriage rights to gay and lesbian couples.
This bill in Michigan is part of a broad trend that we've seen playing out in about 26 legislatures this year.
But Celine Kay with the Out for Freedom Project says in most cases, bills to limit adoption rights, for example, or access to public accommodations have failed.
There were similar bills in the adoption context, so similar to the Michigan bill in Florida, Texas, and Alabama. And all three of those state legislatures rejected those bills.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan plans to file a legal challenge to the Michigan adoption law, says the ACLU's Runa Elmir.
Since these agencies are receiving state money and they are agents of the state, we believe they are violating the First Amendment protections and other constitutional protections.
Elmir says the acknowledgement by the state, the legislature, and the adoption agencies that couples are already turned away based on religious criteria only strengthens the case against the new law. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.